Scouts for a while and the Boys Club and things like that. So.
How have the Boys Clubs and the Boy Scouts changed over time?
Well, I don't know because my son, he never got into Scouting or the Boys Club, you know, so.
What did the Boys Club do? Were you in that when you were a child or?
I was real young, yes.
And what was?
It was just something to do. They taught us a little judo and wrestling and boxing and, you know, just something to keep the kids off the streets, you know, and to let them commingle and get to know each other better.
We talked a little bit about historical buildings, and you said you knew some of the people that lived in them back then. Do people still live in them now?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, the city has, you know, they bought a couple of them and, you know, maybe more, I don't know. And, you know, they've tried to fix them up and let everyone enjoy them, you know, so they're not just private residences. And I think that's good. It lets a lot of the children coming along now, it lets them see how people used to live, you know, and back then, I say back then, you know, in the early years, you know, I guess you thought that those people that lived in those large houses was a lot different from you, but they really wasn't, you know, and just when you see that big house, you know, it just intimidated you a little, I guess, but everyone, you know, back then, you know, everyone was pretty equal. You didn't see a lot of people with a lot of money, you know, and everybody was nice to each other, and you knew who you could trust, but you know, it's changed, and you know, now I go in a restaurant, you know, somewhere around here, except the Skillet, and I can stay in there for an hour and not see a soul I know, you know, and used to walk down the street, I knew everyone that was here.
So, at that time, even though there were different groups sort of living in Roswell that were somewhat divided by location or by income, everybody commingled. Do you think there's more of a separation now?
Yes, I do.
And how do you see it? How do you?
Well, you know, if you go to a civic function, you know, you see people play in the crowd, you know, they've had to have been politicians at some times, you know, they jump around and just talk to the people that they think can help them on down the line somewhere, so, but used to it wasn't like that, they were politicians, whatever, they talked to everyone, you know, and they didn't bypass anyone, but you see a lot of it now. You know, I guess I'm a crowd watcher, but I sit back and just watch, you know.
Tell me a little bit about your military experience.
Well, I took my first boot camp at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and then I got transferred down to what was Camp Gordon then at Augusta and took advanced infantry training, and I was shipped to Kojido, Korea, and I was lucky enough to get in the training end of it, and we trained a lot of Korean soldiers, and then I left there and went back to Hokkaido, Japan, and we took over a base up there that, you know, we was there to defend Japan from